You know, the Cajuns are like, are from Canada, but that's just cut from Acadia. I don't know of any others.
What would you call someone who's a member of the Democratic Party?
A Democrat?
Any slang name?
No.
What about for Republicans?
No, no slang names.
How do you use the word hippie? How does that sound?
That sounds outmoded and like someone pretty old would use it, someone over 50.
Would call people.
Would call a long hair a hippie. Someone who didn't wear shoes a hippie. It's just a tremendous broad classification. Anybody who in any way deviates from social sterility would be a hippie.
Would you be offended or anything if someone called you a hippie? Would you just
No. You know, because anybody who would call you a hippie, you wouldn't give them the credit to be able to offend you.
Would you use any, what names do you have for young people that, well, if you don't use the word hippie, do you have any names so to distinguish very straight, conventional young people from people who aren't very straight and conventional?
I don't know if many other people use it besides myself and my close friends, but freaks, that's kind of an endearing term. You know, it's not really derogatory at all. My father uses long hair, you know, which is sort of more middle of the road than calling somebody a freak.
If someone's a freak, now what are you saying about their political ideas or their, how exactly would you define freak? Is that just a word you use to your friends, or is it, is that a political term sort of, or does it mean that they...
No, well, it wouldn't mean that they would necessarily burn their draft cards or anything like that, but, it would definitely mean that they wouldn't be in the Wallace demonstration, you know. You know, there are certain things that they just... you think of... you take in dress, you know, and hairstyle and beard, in general attitudes, like religious attitudes and things like that. Political, I guess, but not... If you call someone a freak, that would mean that they would vote a certain way. That they would not vote at all,
mm-hmm.
You know. It would just sort of classify them, personally for me, as the kind of people I would like to associate with. Yeah.
What about a term like yippee? Do you ever use that?
Yippee?
Does that sound a lot more
yippee? That, I always thought of that as very reactionary. Just ridiculous. Like, when middle class America began using hippie, you know, in fact, freaks had to find another name for themselves, you know, to get away from this classification. But then, recently I heard on a dramatization of the Chicago 7 trial, Abbie Hoffman explaining what yippie was. And, I wouldn't use it in classifying somebody, but I wouldn't think. I wouldn't be offended if someone called me that.
How did Abbie Hoffman?